Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Does it feel like you're always on some type of diet? I know it feels like sometimes I am.
Every time I see you.
Every time you see me. But I have lost 10 pounds, Dr. Joe. Thanks for noticing.
You look marvelous.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you see, I got to be careful. Like, did you lose weight? No, I didn't. Yes, I did. So as a man,
I know. Always say that we look fantastic.
You look beautiful, yes. So.
But what I've done, I've compiled a list of the most popular diets that are out there. And we're going to pass those by Dr. Joe and see if he gives them an A or a B or a C, D, E. There's no E. F. Okay.
Excellent.
So the diets that you're on, so maybe you'll get some insight into the diets that that maybe you need to be looking toward.
Yes.
Okay, because it's getting that kind of season that we need to start thinking that way, and the shorter skirts, the sundresses, the bikinis.
And that's just my wardrobe.
And that's just exactly. Dr. Joe wears, not the rest of us. Okay, so when I say diet, what do you think about?
Short term. That's the problem I have with the word diet. Diet is something I'm going to do for a certain amount of time, and then I'll lose weight. But then as soon as you go off your diet, you go back to your old lifestyle, you're going to get the exact same results you got last time. So I don't like the word diet. I like the word lifestyle.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll change the second word in all of these to lifestyle. Okay?
Okay, good.
Okay. Well, let's start out, and I'll tell you a little bit about the lifestyle of these plans. And you tell me what you think. And folks, I want you to call in and talk to us about it and tell us your struggles and that you've had losing weight. And maybe Dr. Joe can give you a little insight. And he'll be with us the rest of the hour. So when you have Dr. Joe in studio, you have to take the good advantage of it. So 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, right now, the keto diet.
Yes.
Keto lifestyle.
Yes.
That's high fat, which gives you pretty adequate protein, low carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. The diet forces the body to burn fat rather than carbohydrates. Now, normally carbohydrates contained in food are converted into glucose, which is then transported around the body and is particularly important in fueling brain functions. Now, if little carbohydrate remains in the diet, the liver converts the fat into fatty acids and ketone bodies. The ketone bodies pass into the brain and replace glucose as an energy source.
You put me out of a job, you know. You did such a good job
on
that.
I did a lot of research for this show, Dr.
Off the top of your head, exactly.
Yes.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Several things. Number one, it's really hard to sustain. In fact, I just ran into one of our coworkers, I won't say who the other day, and he said he's going to have a pastrami sandwich, no bread, and on and on. And I said, he says, yeah, I do the keto diet. And I said, well,
but people lose large amounts of weight on this plan.
But as soon as you stop doing it, bam, the body starts storing fat again. So I'm not a big fan of this. Also, the body doesn't work well. It can run on ketosis, but the brain is designed to run on glucose. So if you don't give it glucose, it switches over to ketones. And I understand it works, but it's really hard to do long term. And the problem is when you do a high fat diet, fat can get into your cells. And over time, that can lead to something called insulin resistance. And that's called type 2 diabetes.
Yikes.
Yes. So I'm not a big fan of the high fat diet because the cells are not designed to function at that level. And if you get fat into your cells, then the insulin can't allow the cells to open up and let glucose in. And so glucose stays in your blood and your blood becomes slightly acidic and you become really thirsty. And so I'm just not a big fan of that one for many, many reasons.
And these people are also doing a urine test to make sure they're in ketosis.
Correct.
And they also get bad breath.
Horrible. Yes, they stink.
Now, why is that?
Well, the bad breath usually comes from your colon. And so if you're having a high fiber diet, fiber pushes everything through and you're in good shape. But when you have a high fat, higher protein diet, it basically goes in your colon and rots. Yes. And when it rots, it gives off these gases and the gases exchange into your blood system. The blood system takes them to the lungs. They exchange in the lungs and they come out through your mouth. So if somebody has potty breath, it smells like a bathroom, that's usually a sign that their colon has a lot of food rotting in it. And that's why another reason I'm not a big fan of it.
Okay. So what are we giving the keto diet?
I'm going to give it for weight loss, probably a B, but for health, I'm going to give it like a C.
Okay, C. All right, folks, if you have a question about weight loss or a diet that you've been on, or if you have questions about losing weight, give us a call, 404-872-0750. We already have some people online. Ooh, let's go to the phone lines and speak with Susan in Atlanta. You're on WSB. How are you, Susan?
Hey, I'm doing well. Had a quick question. Should I ask now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I work out, cardio person, weight-bearing workout person, building muscle. I need to know what I need to eat in abundance to build that muscle with protein. I know you don't need a lot of protein, but I don't think I'm getting enough.
Okay. Your body only needs about 8 to 10% of its total caloric intake is protein. If you're training as hard as you are, maybe 11%. Now, a carrot is about 6%. So you're getting plenty of protein from a plant-based diet. And there's documentaries out like The Game Changers now that show that you actually get a better workout on a more plant-oriented diet as opposed to a heavy protein-oriented diet. And so many people try to eat more and more protein. That protein is just wasted.
Yeah, right? I heard like 35%.
No, that's wrong because your body, anything beyond 10%, 12% even would be high, has to be processed through the liver, which puts a big strain on the liver, and then it has to come out through your kidneys.
I'm so sorry, doctor. That's okay. Ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just ranting that you don't need that much protein. But go on. Okay, what's your question?
Right. The math that I should be doing is 8% of my total body weight, which is horrible. I'm 5'7" at 178 pounds. I shouldn't weigh a bit more than 150 pounds.
Right.
So 8% of 150, and that would give me my protein intake.
No. 8% of your caloric intake, not your body weight. 8% of your calories.
So my calorie intake is 1,950 calories a day.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, so if you break that down to 8%, that's what, 80 calories a day or 90 calories a day is a high protein. So you don't need a lot of protein, believe me. And and anything beyond that, even if you're building muscle mass, you start to see kidney problems and liver problems. And I see it all day, every day in my practices. Bodybuilders,
okay, so
athletes.
8% of my caloric intake and I'm good.
That's exactly right. You're fine.
I appreciate you, doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Boy, you have just debunked
everything.
Because everybody is even adding to their protein shakes more protein powder.
Right.
Powder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have this. I'm going to get the high protein portion of that. I'm going to eat this nutritional bar. I'm going to get the one with more protein.
Yes, and that's wrong.
Because I'm going to burn more fat if I have more protein.
And again, there's an upside, but the downside is your health. And that's always what I look at. I don't look at, okay, how much weight can I lose? I look at what's my health going to be after I do this.
Right.
And just like the keto diet, what's it going to do to my health? And short term, maybe if you're going to do keto diet, 2-3 months maximum. Studies are now showing long term doing it can affect your cardiovascular system and lead to cardiovascular problems. So it's just not natural to try to slam one type of food into your diet, no matter what it is, whether it's broccoli or if it's meat. You're not supposed to be doing it. You're supposed to eat a variety of foods. So.
Okay. I'm going to hit you with the diet I think you're going to like the most.
Okay.
It's the paleo diet.
Okay.
And the paleo diet is based on foods presumed to have been eaten by early humans.
Right.
Consisting chiefly of meat, fish, vegetables, fruits, excluding dairy, which you like.
I like that.
And grain products and processed foods.
Yes. So I'm okay with that. But when they say the paleo, we're supposed to eat like cavemen.
Right.
How far back do we want to go? Do we go back 1 million years, 2 million years, 10 million years? So that's the question that comes up in this. And if you're going to eat like a caveman, well, you're going to hunt your own meat. You're going to eat it raw. I mean, you know, so.
I'm putting it on the spit.
Yeah. But I'm okay with the concept on this one. The concept is stay away from processed foods, eat whole foods. So for this one, I'll give it a B plus. If I take the meat out of it, I give it an A.
Okay.
Yes.
So there, you're eating outside the perimeter of the grocery store.
Correct.
You're eating it as naturally as. Why are you making that ugly face?
No, I just know the microphone stinks here. That's how I just noticed. That's how. It's got a whiff of something. I thought it was me. And I was like, no, it's the microphone.
Like, you don't like the grocery store? I don't know.
Grocery
what
store,
said.
Okay, yes.
Okay,
no.
Grocery store is okay. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have just a second to see if we can get Eddie on the air. Eddie in Buford, you're on WSB. How are you?
Fine. How are you, ma'am?
Good. How can we help you today?
Okay, right now I'm on a diet, how do I say it, no bread, no cheese, something, you know, light, very low cholesterol, and I've been losing pounds.
Good.
Okay, like about 5-6 pounds a week if it's possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm staying away from the junk food.
Good.
You know, McDonald's, you know, everybody else. But somebody said Weight Watchers is good, but I don't want to go on those meal plans because I don't know what's in those meal plans. What would you suggest?
It sounds like you're doing great. If you're eating a lot of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and staying away from what I call the 7 deadly sins, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, stay away from them. It sounds like you're doing it already. Whatever you're doing is working great, so just I'd stay with it.
I drink a Coca-Cola once in a blue moon or a coffee. But I'm just trying to stay far away from that other stuff.
Whenever you do it, 2 Our Fathers, 3 Hail Marys, and I'll absolve you of your sin there. So.
Sounds like you're on the right track, Eddie.
I thank you very much, ma'am.
Thanks,
all right,
Eddie.
Thank you. Now, when we talk about eating nuts and things like that, a little is good, a lot's not so good. I could eat the whole Costco.
Yes.
Yeah, how many?
Handful, 2 handfuls max, because nuts are high in fat. Fat will put on fat. Again, if you're going to the keto diet, that's different because you're eating nothing but fat. But again, there's a downside to it. So a handful or two of nuts at a time is great. Now, here's the thing, Belinda, and this is what everybody needs to get. It takes 20 minutes to get the message from your stomach to your brain. So when you eat something, wait 20 minutes and see if you're still hungry. The chances are you won't be.
Right.
So one of the things I do when I do my weight loss seminars is ruin your appetite. If you're going to sit down to dinner, have 2 handfuls of nuts before you go to dinner. You're going to eat so much less food. Mm-hmm. You're going to save a ton of money. And you're going to feel great. Because other than that, you're going to eat for 20 minutes and then go, oh, I'm so full, I can't move.
Right.
Right. If you ruin your appetite 20 minutes before the meal, you're going to be a lot better off.
Oh, I love that idea. I love ruining my appetite.
Yay.
Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living with Dr. Joe Esposito as my guest. And we are analyzing your diet. 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Belinda Skelton and Atlanta Living on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm with Dr. Joe Esposito. Tongue-tied
there. Did you have a wine tasting before this?
No, actually, we just ate. Where we are taking your calls on the different fad diets that are out there and do they work for you? And we have a few more to talk about, but I'm going to be giving away a great weekend prize pack at the top of the hour. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
It's the Beach Boys.
Oh, no.
It's the Beach Boys.
How come we can't win?
Well, we kind of work here.
I know. Darn it.
But it's at the Cobb Energy Center. So Cobb Center of Performing Arts. And I'm going to be giving that away. So stay tuned. But let's take a call real quick.
Sure.
And go to Michael in Atlanta. Michael, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. First off, I just want to say that I work in film and television, and right now what I'm doing is working very well for me, and it's intermittent fasting.
Okay.
I highly encourage everyone throughout the world that is listening to this, if you are doing intermittent fasting, you need to be using Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source.
Now, did he pay you, Michael?
No, No, he didn't, because I am on my seventh batch.
Oh, wow.
The Super Greens rice protein is amazing. The essential source is amazing. I eat twice a day, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., and it keeps me, with the nutrients, it keeps me full until 10 a.m., not hungry at all, and I feel lighter and everything like that. So once I, you know, get down to my desired weight, I wanted to ask Dr. Joe, what does he think about carb cycling?
Not a big fan. Again, I love the intermittent fasting. Belinda and I were talking about that off the air.
We'll explain that a little further after the break.
Yeah, but that gives an A-plus for intermittent fasting. That's great. And, of course, the Super Greens is an essential source. When you're hungry, you're not hungry for food. You're hungry for nutrition. And if you give your body a lot of nutritious foods, you're going to eat a lot less foods. When you give it junk foods, meats and dairies and breads, you want to eat more because the brain is saying that wasn't nutrition. It was calories, but it wasn't nutrition. So what he's saying is absolutely right. If you take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, you're going to eat a lot less food. And those are on my website, drjoe.com.
And I encourage everyone that is doing intermittent fasting, trust me, it works. With me working in film and television, I always have to look my best, especially when I'm filming. So I've been doing this for a while now. I can testify to it. It works amazing.
So can you tell us how much you've lost?
Right now, I'm down about 10, 15 pounds.
Excellent.
Good
Congratulations.
Deal,
okay, thank you for your call, Michael. Continued success. We're talking about the popular diets out there and if they're right for you with our judge, Dr. Joe Esposito. We'll be back right after this.
The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Joining me in the studio today is Dr. Joe Esposito. He has a show right here on WSB Radio. When, Dr. Joe?
Sunday nights, 7 to 9. I get to sit in a big girl chair on Sunday nights, and we talk about health and wellness. We take callers, so you definitely set your radio to WSB, 7 o'clock Sunday night, 7 to 9. And my website, drjoe.com, has over 1,000 hours of audio and video podcasts. So if you like what you're hearing, just go to website and you can tune into anything you'd like there.
Excellent. I always love listening to your show on Sunday nights. Oh, I always find myself in the car for some reason during that time. Okay, so it's time for us to give away the weekend prize pack, and it's fabulous. Ooh. We've had some humdinger of weekend prize packs lately.
I know. What is that?
I love it. I love it. So this week we are giving away a chance to win. Well, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys led by Mike Johnson on February the 26th. I think you and I decided that's next Wednesday.
That's next Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. At the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Performance Center. I think it's Cobb Energy Center. tickets on sale now. My thing is cut off. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win them by calling 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. And Crystal is going to take your information and make you the happy camper that you're going to be. That's going to be a fabulous show. So happy dialing. And so back to the show, Dr. Joe and I are going over the popular diets, and Dr. Joe is giving them a grade. He is my judge, A, B, C, D, and F. And we have a few more to go through, Dr. Joe, and then we'll take a call. So this one I think you're going to like as well.
Okay.
I know you don't like diets, so we'll call it the Mediterranean lifestyle.
I like the lifestyle.
The Mediterranean lifestyle is where you're inspired by eating your habits of Italy and Greece that kind of started in this country in the 1960s. The principal aspects of this lifestyle include proportionality, which is huge, consumption of olive oil. I don't quite know how you feel about that. Legumes, unrefined cereals, fruits and vegetables, moderate to high consumption of fish. I don't think you like that. Moderate consumption of dairy and moderate wine. Woohoo! and low consumption of non-fish meat products. And olive oil has been studied as a potential health factor for reducing all-cause mortality and the case of chronic diseases.
Yes, mortality, not morality.
Morality.
Big difference.
Thank you for that correction. It could help you with your morality, yes, but mortality more so.
Depends what you do with the olive oil, I guess. So, yes. So. Okay. I'm saying to eat it in your salad. I don't know what you're thinking. Okay. I'm talking about salad here. So.
Okay. I have tears running down my eyes. Okay. So, how do you feel about the Mediterranean diet?
Well, being Italian, of course, I'm good with this. It's very similar to the paleo diet. Everybody just puts a different title on it. But the bottom line is eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, unrefined foods, limit your animal proteins. Same thing. I mean, the only difference really between the paleo and the Mediterranean is that they recommend olive oil. Now, I'm okay with a little bit of olive oil, but it's still a processed food. Because that's the irony of this. They talk about unprocessed food. Well, how do you get olive oil? You got to process it out of the olives.
You just squeeze it.
Just squeeze it real hard, right? Yeah.
Right.
So if you're going to use processed oils, very, very little. Olive oil is okay. Stay away from soybean oil, corn oil, vegetable oils. Those are high in omega-6 fatty acids.
Oh, I just bought some vegetable oil.
Oh, bring it back.
Okay. Do you feel the same way about canola?
Canola is also an omega-6, and it's also genetically modified. Most canola, most corn, and most soy is genetically modified oils as well, which is a whole nother show in itself.
What do you want my everyday oil to be?
Olive oil is okay. Almond oil is fine. Avocado oils are good. Coconut oil is fine.
Okay. Yeah. I felt like coconut oil may be a little heavy.
Well, it is heavy, and it has a flavor to it, you know, and so it depends what you want to do with it. You know, it wouldn't go well on salads because coconut oil hardens at, you know, 72 degrees, 76 degrees, whatever. So, but if you're going to use olive oil, any oil, make sure it's extra virgin and organic, because then they don't use chemicals to extract out the oil. And just use it in moderation. Be careful with the amount of oil you do, because it's still a processed food. But the fruits, the vegetables, the nuts, the seeds, absolutely positively, I support that 100%. So.
Okay, excellent. And as a lifestyle, that would be a good lifestyle.
Yes. And also the Mediterranean lifestyle. You've been to Europe, I'm assuming.
Yes.
They sit for hours and have a meal.
Yes.
It's not like we scuff it down and run out. They sit, they relax, they enjoy their time. And so it's a different lifestyle all the way around, not just eating, but their whole lifestyle is different. And they don't allow a lot of genetically modified foods in Europe. They don't allow processed foods. So I like a lot about the European lifestyle, yes.
Yes, me too. I could easily go there.
Broadcast from there.
Yes, let's do that. Okay, let's go to Richard in Stone Mountain. Richard, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Y'all got me laughing so much, I believe I forgot what I called it.
Me too. I don't know what my show is anymore.
Y'all are absolutely hilarious today. Okay. Talking about all the diets, I have a non-alcoholic fatty liver. But on these diets, and sugar's my villain. I know I have a sweet tea addict. What is there any one of those diets that I could do to get rid of this mid-area bulge that a 71-year-old man has that has a non-alcoholic fatty liver? Or
well, the
could
key,
you help me with that?
The key is the non-alcoholic fatty liver right there, because what happens is it used to be alcohol would cause fatty liver, but now what we're finding is fructose can cause fatty liver, because fructose, when it goes into the liver, has to be converted into glucose, and that's the form of sugar your body uses as a fuel. In the process of the fructose converting into glucose, it can actually form fatty liver, and it can also create uric acid. And uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. Now, we used to think meat for uric acid and gout, but it actually is a big issue with fructose. And then fructose prevents nitric oxide from being formed, and nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels, which helps clean out the liver. So you got to cut out that.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.